Good evening. My name is Willie Terry, and I'm the roaming labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk magazine. And today, I'm not roaming to an interview. Today, I want to share with you three important labor news stories that involve worker struggle. The National Labor Relations Board orders new union vote for the Amazon Bessemer workers. And two, Major League Baseball locked out their players. And three, I want to share with you the strike by 1199 service employees, which is known as SEIU, International Union, of a nursing home, Campbell Nursing Home, here in our area. Now, I want to start with the Amazon Bessemer worker struggle in Bessemer, Alabama. Yeah, over the past few months during the spring, I covered that particular struggle that was going on in Alabama. And if you want to see my segments about that struggle, you could go on to our website, media.org. Before I go into that struggle or what's happened to them or why it is important, I want to give some background information, and that information is about Amazon, the Amazon Corporation. Now, in the capital region, we have some of the largest corporations in the world operating here, and we use their service and shop with them every day. And two of them are Walmart. There's a lot of Walmarts all over the place. And Amazon, which came into our area about a couple of years ago. Now, Walmart is the number one richest corporation in the world, according to Fortune magazine, with a yearly revenue of about $560 billion and a profit for their owners of about $15 billion. Now, worldwide, Walmart employs about 2,300,000 workers, and these are non-unionized employees. Okay. Now, Amazon is the second richest corporation in the world and has a revenue of $420 billion and a profit for their owners of about $27 billion yearly. Amazon employs around 1,335 million workers, all non-union. Amazon, to a large degree, they use robots. You've probably seen it on television, in place of hiring more workers, and as a way to increase their profit. Now, the owner of Amazon is Jeff Bezos. Now, he, according to the Forbes magazine, right, he's the richest person in the world. His network is around $177 billion, and he is on the road to being the first trillionaire. He recently flew his own space rocket, if you've seen it on television, into outer space with his friends for a joyride. Now, someone with this type of power can do anything in their toolbox to prevent their workers from unionizing or having a voice in the workplace. Well, early this year, like I said, during the winter and spring, the retail, wholesale, and department store union, they tried to organize the 5,000 Bessemer, Alabama Amazon workers into a union. And this is not the first time this has been attempted in Amazon Corporation. Now, but when the votes were counted in Bessemer, only 13% cast a vote in favor of the union, and that's out of 3,215 votes. This showed that the workers rejected having a union by more than 2-to-1 margin. Why was this? You know, I wonder, do workers not want to improve their working conditions by having a voice in the workplace? Well, The Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, RWDSU, they filed nearly 24 complaints with the National Labor Relations Board alleging that Amazon threatened workers during this campaign with loss of pay and benefits, and they removed pro-union employees from training, and they installed an illegal ballot drop box among other anti-union tactics that they used. So, after an investigation, the National Labor Relations Board issued a decision confirming that Amazon intimidation and interference prevented workers from having a fair say in whether they wanted a union in their workplace. Mm-hmm. So as a result of the Amazon misconduct in this election, the National Labor Relations Board, they officially granted a rerun of the union election for the Best of My Workers in Alabama. This was a victory for workers' right to unionize. These multinational corporations who employ millions of workers who have no voice in the workplace, this was a victory. The second story that I want to report on, and a lot of people love baseball, and baseball is American apple pie. On yesterday, December 2nd, the Major League Baseball, where the owners, they locked out the players, and they are in negotiation with the players over their contract. So if you are a Yankee or Boston Red Sox fan or any baseball team fan, there will be no baseball until this lockout is over. Now, the last time there was a lockout, I think it was around 1994-95. And lockouts are done not by a strike of the players, but by the owners. Now, Major League Baseball is a multi-billion dollar industry with a yearly profit for its owners of about $400 million. The last item I want to bring up is about the nursing home strike. On Wednesday, December 1st, 1199, the Service Employer International Union nursing home workers went on strike at the Hudson Valley Campbell Nursing Home located in Orange County. These workers have been negotiating a contract over the past 3 months. And it was tense negotiation. And 1199 and some of the 250 nursing home employees, they reached a tentative agreement on a new 3-year contract. It was a major victory, and it was dedicated to the exhaust workers who were heading into the third year of the raging COVID pandemic. Now, this agreement included guaranteed annual wages increase, protection of health and pension benefits, and add Juneteenth as a paid holiday, among other provisions that will help recruit and retain caregivers during the time of critical staff shortage. Now, the owner of Campbell Hall refused to sign the agreement, so the workers went on strike. As of today, they are still on strike. So stay tuned for further information on that struggle. This is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent. Thank you for listening.